press conference, head coaches of this year's Valero Alamo Bowl, head coach Michigan State, Mark D'Antonio, interim head coach Texas Tech, Ruffin McNeil. Both coaches will do opening statements, and then we'll take questions. Please raise hands. If we could start with Coach D'Antonio, opening statements about the week and the game.
First of all, I just want to thank the Valero Corporation and the Alamo Bowl, the people of San Antonio, and all the Michigan State Spartans who traveled down here especially for this event. We've had an outstanding time here. Great city, enjoyed the hospitality, and look to wrap up things tomorrow on January the 2nd. Texas Tech, outstanding football team, outstanding defense, offense, special teams. I think they play with great energy, great emotion, which I think is key to any outstanding football team. Congratulate Coach Leach and Coach McNeil for the job that that they have done, and you know, we can answer questions as we go through there. As far as Michigan State is concerned, we look forward to the opportunity to play. It's been almost six weeks since we've played Penn State. So we've sat there with a different kind of taste in our mouth for quite some time, so we're ready to go. We've worked extremely hard to represent Michigan State off the field and on the field Saturday, and we look forward to that opportunity. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach. Coach McNeil?
Echo Mark's statements about the Valero and Alamo Bowl committee. It has been a fantastic bowl. From the moment we were invited, we were at practice when the invitation came. Our team, our staff was excited. It's been nothing but first class in every event, and every festivity has been a first class bowl. And our kids, our families, we've enjoyed it immensely. The city of San Antonio has been great. I had my first taste of Tex-Mex here about 15 years ago at La Fogato's, you know, so I tried to find a restaurant here last night, and it's been great to be here at the Alamo Bowl. My hat goes off, first of all, to congratulate Mark and the job he's done at Michigan State. And Mark and I, we've talked on a few occasions here, and I think we know each other and we followed each other, but I know I followed his path and what he's done as an assistant, just like I was before, and then as a coordinator. And he's done a great job preparing his team at Cincinnati in the head coaching role, and of course Michigan State. They play in a tough conference like we do. The Big 12, the Big 10 is as tough as any conference in the country. Week in and week out, you're tested. You play BCS competition weekly, and no matter what that team's record is, you better have your A game and your best foot forward in each football game. We know we're facing a very tough opponent, and we know offensively they've done a great job moving the football by their rankings in the conference, and the proof is in the pudding. Defensively, I know what Mark can do. He's always done a great job, and scheme-wise and fundamental-wise. Special teams, they've been as high in the rankings and in the conference as anyone. So they have a great, well-rounded football team, well-coached, and they've been through adversity just like we have. You know, so we're not the only one in this bowl that has been through some adversity, and they've handled it well. Our football team, we began bowl preparation less than 24 hours after the Baylor game. The Sunday after the Saturday's Baylor game, we began bowl preparation, not knowing who we were going to play or where we were going to go. We felt it was important with this football team to dive right into preparation fundamentals, not necessarily concentrate on an opponent, but getting our mind set on what we need to do team-wise. I've been very proud of our focus and football focus during, like I mentioned, during this time. It's been a tough week for everyone. I mentioned the other day, it's like going 95 miles an hour in a school zone. And I'm probably getting ready to get a ticket, you know, so I'm sure the kids have been faced with a lot of things as well. We're looking forward to today, getting away a little bit and focusing in on dotting the I's and crossing the T's and tightening the screws up. We know we have to be mentally focused and prepared to play a great football team and in a great setting. And I know the kids are looking forward to just making sure that we put our best foot forward. And we open up the questions for Mark and I. Want to.
Just raise hands for questions.
Mark, you like to chart coaches' tendencies and try to figure them out. When 4 days before a game they lose the guy who makes a lot of those gut calls, how does that change your thinking process?
Well, I think every football team has a system, and that system is certainly started with the head coach and the offensive coordinator, but it filters down through an entire staff. Texas Tech has had the majority of their coaches with them for 7, 8, 10 years. And I believe that that system is ingrained in them. So we'll see the same system, I'm sure of that. You can't reconstruct the wheel in such a short time. And they've done an outstanding job in what they've done offensively. So there's no reason to change. So we're looking forward to the same type of thing, unless you got some tricks up your sleeve, which I'm sure you do. they've had an outstanding football team offensively and all around. So we'll see the same things, I'm sure.
Mark, Trevor said that the players here, they showed up to meetings on time. They showed you guys dedication since they've been down here and throughout the bowl practices. Could you just assess the players' commitment to this coaching staff, given what you guys have been through this past month and what they've done to help you guys just think about football and think about this game?
Yeah, I think our players have done an outstanding job in terms of focusing on what we have to do. And, again, the three goals that we had on that day, which we started practice much like Texas Tech did right after our last game that next weekend, the goals at that point in time were to handle the situation, to handle the adversity that we were going to be faced with. I think we've done that with integrity, represent ourselves off the field. I think we've done that down here. And now we look for the third goal, to represent on the field. And that's as big a challenge as anything. Because when things get on the field, you know, things go momentum-wise, and there's always that swing, and it's execution. So we'll look forward to that opportunity as well. But our players have done an outstanding job in focusing and getting ready and handling adversity, which every football team has to handle some way or somehow throughout a football season.
Mark, obviously you're focusing on Michigan State during this whole week, but when you heard what was happening with Texas Tech and just kind of following things, what were your thoughts just knowing as a coach how difficult that would be for any kind of team to have to deal with that during a bowl week?
Well, my thoughts were, first of all, that I'm not qualified to speak on that. And I pretty much leave it at that. But, you know, as far as Coach McNeil and what I had seen prior to that incident, whenever I watched their defensive football team move around and interact with each other on the field and on the sideline, and really their entire football team, I saw enthusiasm, and I saw a team going in the same direction. So with that in mind, I have the utmost respect for what has gone on there under this situation, I guess, that they're enduring. And I expect fully that they'll come to play and there'll be great leadership there. That's been proven.
Mark, do you think the atmosphere of this game has been diminished or sullied at all, just given, you know, what you guys came in with, the suspensions and then the saga with Coach Leach this week?
I think there's been a lot written and a lot of things I guess in the media, which there usually is. I've tried to distance ourselves from that as a football team and myself as well, and I've tried to concentrate on the things that I can deal with. And I can't deal with all these other things. What I can deal with is making sure that we know what they do, making sure that we've had some live reps to be a game ready, make sure that we understand what we need to do on a football field that'll help us win a football game. And that's where our concentration has been. So it has not diminished Michigan State's our football team's resolve. We've had a tough year. Our whole year has been about handling adversity from the first game on, from the Central Michigan game through the Notre Dame game to the Iowa game. We've lost some close games at the end. But somehow, some way, we found a way to get here. And we were determined that when we did get here, we were going to have a positive experience off the field, and we were going to have a positive experience on the field, which is yet to be determined. But that's the goal and that's the mindset. And so that's where our focus has been.
Coach Ruff, you said the other day that you consider this kind of an audition. Circumstances have really changed and kind of now put you in the captain's chair here. Do you still feel that way today?
Well, you know, the one thing I think, and I'll get to that, is with all the controversy, it's taken away from the players on both football teams. I think I'm like Mark. I'm ready for the game to get here so we can put a lot of focus on how both teams are playing and executing and getting after it during that 60-minute time on the field. As far as this being an audition, I tried to make sure that and when I first thought about coaching, after my dad called me an idiot, and then he said, okay, you're an idiot. Okay, here we go. So I'm a coach's kid. He said, whatever you do, make sure your production or your quality or body of work you put on the field is your resume. So I hope the body of work during my 29 years of coaching will speak for itself. I hope that my time that I've been in the media eye or in other situations to be judged by, I hope that sort of speaks for itself. But the thing that and I know Mark for the same way is we're ball coaches, you know, and I love coaching ball. I love being a part of I love our kids. I love our parents of our kids. I know that's let that be no not a question there. I'd be honored to be able to take care of their, I know, most prized possession, and because I'm a dad too. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to making sure that I have the football team ready to go. We know what we're facing, and this is not blowing smoke or anything. And I have a lot of respect for Michigan State because they have been through adversity all year long, just like we have all year long. So you're facing two teams that whatever happens, they've dealt with at some time or in some form of fashion. So I'm looking forward to getting to the football game, letting our kids go on the field and go to battle and go to war. And that's what happens is yet to be determined, like Mark mentioned, but I'm looking forward to it.
Coach Ruffin, the other night in the Riverwalk, we had dinner and met some parents of one of your offensive players, and they said that they were extremely upset with Coach Leach being fired, but they couldn't think of anyone better than you to take his place. And, again, the offensive player, and she said that your relationship with offense and defensive players is almost stronger off the field than on. Would you talk about that relationship?
Well, you know, I try to live by an if-then theory. You know, if I work hard, then you should work hard. If you work hard, then I should work hard. If you give me respect, I should give you respect, and vice versa. I've always, the kids on all three sides of the ball, special teams included, having been at Tech for 10 years, I've been a part of every player in our program. Taking off the road with a specific area, I roam now. I go to everyone's home, offensively and defensively. So I think that's been really a neat deal because I get a chance to meet all these players that are in our family right now. The kids know how I am. I'll tell them what I expect and what we're going to demand, and I always make it known that if I'm asking you to do this, then expect me to do it too. That's always been my MO. They know I, at the same time, I'm not afraid to coach them and coach them hard, but at the same time, I'm not afraid to love them hard either, you know. So I thank you for the comments, and I feel very honored that a player or a player's parent would say that.
Ruff, a victory tomorrow obviously is not going to make all the problems go away for Tech, but if you guys were to win tomorrow, what do you think that would do for the program?
Well, first of all, a victory, that's not anything promised. Just like Mark, we know we have a battle, you know, so, you know, we know we have to make sure, and I'm sure Mark's thinking the same way, let's don't get caught up in the emotion of things. Let's make sure we our execution is a priority. Let's make sure our tempo and technique are priorities. Let's make sure that just making the routine plays are a priority. We have just approached it that way, of making sure we do our very best each play. We've always lived by play the next play. You know, some good things going to happen tomorrow in the game, and some bad things going to happen tomorrow in the game. On all three sides of the ball for both parties. Both of these teams, Mark's ball team and this ball team, have faced adversity all year. So getting knocked down and taking a hit here or a swing there will not be new for either ball team. So I know both teams are looking forward to playing one another. Mark's team has been nothing but class. We've gotten together in some venues as a team, and Mark and I in coaching situations, and it's been an honor to get to know him and meet him, and I hope to continue our relationship and friendship here that we've started. And our wives get along great, and they both have the same MO. They both know how to shop, and I'm not right, you know, a little bit, and talk. But I'm just, you know, very honored to have a chance to get ready to play this game, what we're here for and what we've been here all week for. Thank you for your question.
Mark, have you had to worry at all about their situation becoming a distraction for your players?
No, we really haven't. You know, we've tried to deal with reality of the situation, our situation, and that was getting ready to play a good football team. So, again, you know, while a lot of people have an opportunity to sit at home and read newspapers and get on the Internet and watch TV and all these different type of things, our players have really been focused in meetings and practice time and going to SeaWorld or whatever the bull experience would allow them to do. And I really don't think that they've put themselves in that chair to watch all this. They're here as an active part of this bull experience. And so when you're in that fishbowl as opposed to outside of that fishbowl, I think you're just there and you're dealing with what you can deal with. And we've got so many other things on our plate as far as dealing with how we're going to stop there. This particular route or this particular run, or how we're going to run against this particular defense or whatever we're going to do, that you really don't have time for distraction. I think it raises an eyebrow, but then you move on.
Mark, a lot of people at the university have talked about your consistency and what you've done over the last month and a half or so, knowing that you've had to play a number of roles, wear a lot of different hats. Given that college coaches deal with pressure no matter what happens, what's this past month and a half or so been like for you? Have you been able to eat much, sleep much, be with your family? What have the demands done for you, and what do you think this whole experience has done for you personally as a head football coach and just somebody that deals with young people?
Well, first of all, I sleep fine, and my diet's good, so I haven't starved myself or anything like that. What the situation really has done is it's taken away from football, or it's taken away from recruiting. And that's all that's really happened. It's taken, my time commitment is spent handling a situation, handling a problem, as opposed to dealing a little bit more with a football issue or practice or something of that nature. But once that Saturday, I guess that Saturday when I talked to our media at Michigan State, passed, we were able to concentrate and move forward. Again, I don't think that there are a lot of bad people in this world, and I've said that before. I think there are people that make bad choices sometimes, and those choices have consequences. But we'll look forward to moving forward with our football team intact as we come out of and we go into the second semester. But that's a future issue. I can eat, I can sleep, because I think I'm trying to do what I believe is right. And that's all I've ever been able to ask myself. And I look in the mirror, are you doing the right thing? Just like Coach McNeil. Are you doing the best you can to remedy the situation and handle it with integrity? That's where we're at.
Hey, quick question for both coaches. Over here, Ruffin. I'm sorry. We've talked about the distractions. We've talked about both teams circling the wagons, us against the world. Is there a concern with both of you guys that the team, you could get too sky high and maybe just kind of burn out in the first quarter?
You know, that's one of the things that you worry about. You know, I know Mark has gained the love.